Hey, with us right now, always good to have Bruce Thatcher with us, especially when we're talking immigration and making sense of, you know, this world and history. He is the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. And at the heart of Bruce's motivation, it's all bathed in the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we love to have Bruce here, because, you know, we've got plenty of opinion flying around out there, but look at, let's have the learned people who have done their work and done the research, you know, for our behalf. And it encourages us, Bruce, I want you to know, your hard effort encourages us to, you know, to ask critical questions, to not take for granted these 8-second sound bites and use them as gospel, for, our American history.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate the kind words in that regard, because I am, as you say, I'm passionate about this. I think it's very important. And these events of the last week or so have certainly come into that historical perspective of various things. You know, the El Paso shooter and that horrible tragedy, people try to bring it back to hatred of immigrants as motivation, and however that proves out, and I don't think it will, but however that proves out as the investigation goes forth, that has enabled all kinds of soundbite purveyors to immediately jump on all the weaknesses in our immigration policy. Mm-hmm. And all the weaknesses always have to do with just whatever it is they don't like about it.
Exactly.
Kind of. Right.
Yeah, it's certainly not holistic in its approach, and especially because of the political environment. And, oh, yeah, Donald Trump, you know, so anything, any perpetrated lie that they can throw and somehow have some kind of narrative value against Donald Trump, they do that, and they're pick and choose. I mean, it's not consistent, because certainly they're not very consistent. If you're going to use the same reasoning in El Paso, then use the same reasoning as you would in Dayton, Ohio, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The news, and it was fortuitous, I'm sure, but right in the same week as all of these tragedies were taking place, ICE was busy raiding a bunch of meatpacking plants in Mississippi, and that gathered some headlines. It was a little bit overshadowed, but there's some really interesting and basic things going on with those raids at those plants.
And Bruce, first of all, because I want you to get into detail, and this is important, but, you know, again, when this happens, then somebody starts saying, well, this is a wag the dog kind of thing. You know, the president was trying to, you know, take away some of the focus on him, so then we have these raids that take place, and this is to help kind of blunt, you know, the news cycle a bit. But you don't have these raids, you know, on command. I mean, these were well planned. This is well in the making. It's just like, you know, it wasn't something they just said, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? We're going to go do a raid, right?
This whole process has been going on for a couple of years at least in preparation for it. It was planned and scheduled long before the shooters started
right.
killing people. Mm-hmm. They almost made it sound like, well, as you say, they suddenly whipped it out in order to divert the news attention.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief!
Right?
That's ridiculous. But we've gotten to the kind of climate in this country where those kinds of reactions from politicians and pundits are absolutely know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 or 10 minutes of a reported news event, such as El Paso or Dayton, boom, out come the predictable comments mm-hmm. from the politicians and pundits about
right.
how somehow or other it's Trump's fault, and
mm-hmm.
if possible, very often, link it to all the bad things that he's doing
exactly.
about immigration.
Well, and the thing amazing on this, too, the other deal is they're showing footage, and this was heartbreaking. To watch this young girl, you know, she, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years old, and she was upset. Her dad had been, you know, detained. I don't know, you know, what the situation was in that whole family. But, you know, here you have this young girl. She's upset. She's crying. And, but what's omitted here is that, hey, your dad broke the law. And if he had murdered somebody and they came in and, you know, I think murdering somebody is still breaking the law, right?
And, as far as I know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's subject to change, you know, in this environment that we live in. And it has been, you know, certainly if you're illegal, you seem to get a break and you can kill a citizen and get away with it still. That's the America we live in today. But the point is this little girl, it's heartbreaking. You're watching her crying but look at, if your parents break the law and they have to pay the price and they get incarcerated, yes, there's going to be child separation. And what the lesson, the takeaway should be for these adults, is this what you're doing to your kids? It's not what America is doing. This is what you do when you break the law. Your kids are upset. They're confused. And, you know, God only knows what the takeaway is that these kids are going to have. Is that they, are they going to think that America is so mean and cold hearted because, you know, there's consequence to breaking the law?
Well, I truly am not cold hearted about that whole process, but that touching picture of, and footage of that young girl crying and frustrated and upset because her dad, she was at a detention center because those kids had been picked up at schools.
Right.
Right about the time the investigations or the raids were taking place, and she didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
She didn't know what was going on, but by evening, she was back with a parent, and right. I don't see the news media pointing that out, and I don't see the news media taking pictures of the dozens or maybe hundreds of kids every day around the country who have exactly the same kind of thing happening to them in their young lives, as you point out, as a parent is suddenly arrested for committing a crime and put in prison or taken away from them.
Exactly.
It's only when it's useful in criticizing the current administration.
Exactly.
What they're doing.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Bruce Thatcher is with us, founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths. We say elemental truths, Bruce, but for some reason, the truth has gotten so complicated these days, but it's only been complicated because the people don't want to hear the truth, and they think it's a lot more, I don't know, is it just that they're so sensitive that, you know, the truth is injurious, and because it's injurious, then, you know, you can't speak the truth?
We become so short-term oriented, so relativist in our judgments and morals that we can't deal with anything that challenges our current beliefs.
Right.
I think it's that kind of thing, and it deals with, no matter what the subject is, whether it's immigration or education or any of these other kinds of things. I think that we have become almost incapable as a society to taking a longer term point of view, and that leaves us very, very vulnerable to other ideologies that do take.
Yeah, look where we're at right now. I mean, we deny the truth. We exchange the truth for a lie, and this happens. I mean, this isn't the first time. I mean, you've studied history and all these different empires. We've talked about it. They're noted in your books, well documented. I mean, this isn't theory. This is fact. When you abandon the truth, and the fact of the matter is that the truth is so obvious. And some people want to think it's somewhat ethereal, but that's only because they want to accommodate their existing behavior. You know, Jeffrey Epstein didn't want to deal with the truth, you know, because his desire for young girls and, you know, some power and you know, he's taken notes. He's got notes on all these people, and God only knows what's going to come out. I mean, already names. You got the former governor of New Mexico. You've got a prince. Prince Andrew is named. Of course, Bill Clinton. That was one of the names that went to the top of the list right away. And how many others involved? Some have since died, so they're not going to deal with this stuff. But beyond that, you've got the reality of victims here, and that have whose lives have been greatly, you know, altered, if not destroyed. But all that to say, Bruce, and a bit of encouragement to everybody, is that the truth is not that hard in terms of it being discovered. You have to want to know the truth. But if you're so closed-minded that you think that somehow you can accommodate your lying behavior with truth, it can't cohabitate. You have to apprehend one at the expense of the other. So you either hold on to the truth and pursue that and let go of all these other false narratives, or if you think that you can homogenize a false narrative with the truth, you're deluding yourself. Then at that point, then you hear this, oh, Bruce, it's so complicated. Right?
You hear this about the border. The most effective deterrent to illegal entry of this country is economic. Remove the incentives. Sustain the belief outside this country that if you come in illegally, you're not going to get a job, or you won't keep the job, and you're probably going to get caught and deported, and a lot of the problem goes away.
Right.
And
well,
employer sanctions are key to that.
Exactly.
They're just key.
Well, it's all part of the law. We have a law. We have passed laws, and they're there. But if you don't want to enact them, if you want to be like California, have sanctuary cities, then don't complain about your citizens getting shot on the wharf in San Francisco.
I hear candidates almost universally proclaiming, "We are a country of laws," and I've gotten really cynical because I almost always say, "Yeah, except the ones you don't like."
Exactly.
In his second term, the Obama administration directed ICE to concentrate only on aliens with serious criminal records, not on all aliens. And they virtually dropped most of their enforcement against employers.
Even at that, Bruce, he was the deporter in chief. He deported more illegals, which goes to tell you, if he only went after a percentage of the illegal immigrants in this country, and he did such a stellar job to listen to the left, being the greater deporter of immigrants than any other president combined, what does that tell you?
I don't know what it tells you for sure, because you have to infer intent, and that's always yeah, risky and subject to arguments.
Well, but what I'm saying is, what it tells you is that, okay, if you only got the transactional or the low-lying fruit, you know, and you still set records in, yeah, deporting people, how many other people who are here, you know, that we know of illegally,
yeah,
and as,
yeah,
you and I've talked about, they keep saying, oh, 11, 13 million people, this is the same number you've been using for decades. There's no way it's just 11, 13 million. It's got to be closer to 30 million, I would think, by now.
I mean, it is a much bigger number than has been bandied around for the last many years, that's for sure. It's interesting when you talk about workers deported and the deportations. The ones that weren't deported were the ones who were not violent criminals, presumably, according,
right,
to the thing. And,
yeah, because you had half of the people, right? They'd been released, and here we are. We say, okay, we're releasing you. You got to show up to the immigration judge for proceedings.
It's interestingly, the background on these raids is the evidence was gathered from undocumented workers over a couple of years who were picked up by ICE.
Right.
And they had employment cards from food processing plants in Mississippi, even though they were picked up in Oregon or Colorado or wherever it was they were picked up, they were still carrying employment cards from these plants in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pretty good evidence. And they even got some cooperation from a number of them and released them, but with ankle bracelets, and then tracked them. And the stories are they just tracked them in and out of these plants in Mississippi.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
This is the
tip of the ice and the tippy tip of the iceberg. How many other organizations are doing the same thing? Because, people do that which they get rewarded for. So, you got to know these meat packing plants were getting an extra bonus for certifying you know, these workers that should not have been e-verified.
No, they should have. They should have been paying. They should have been paying legal employees a little higher wage.
Exactly.
Rather than probably paying below minimum wage to the illegals and exploiting them by saying, keep your mouth shut or we'll turn you in.
Right. Well, and the thing is the legal immigrants are here. They're the ones that are crying foul because their jobs are taken up. They're having to accept less because of because of illegal immigrants coming into the country, and they're poisoning the well here. So, you know, people don't realize, you know, who's complaining about this. They think, oh, it's just Trump. It's just a bunch of white supremacists that are complaining about this. No, it's the very people, the ones who in their community. What do you think? MS-13 is going and moving next door to Nancy Pelosi or going to Westchester County, living next to the Clintons? It ain't going to happen. I mean, they're going into these Hispanic communities like what happened. I was reading as I was flying out west. There was a school in Southern California. They knew they were having problems with MS-13, didn't tell the parents. The parents didn't find out that, this one kid that was attacked by an MS-13 gang, they didn't find out the true story until almost 2 years after the fact.
Yep. Well, it's those things all come together to exemplify the kind of situation we have in this country, and it involves individuals and it involves employers. And I hope that they throw the book at these and a whole bunch more, because everybody has to believe in the law.
Exactly. That goes back to exactly, it is foundational to what you and I first opened up this segment on, is that either we are going to be law followers and law obeyers, or we're going to continue to be lawless, and then we're going to complain because of the lawlessness that it produces, right?
And always find somebody else to blame.
Exactly. Bruce Thatcher, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.